fire on the earth. Our Holy Father has said the church is missionary by her very nature. The church exists to evangelize. He's called for a new springtime of evangelization. To help us obtain the tools each of us needs to answer the church's call, this is Fire on the Earth. Here is our host, Peter Herbeck.
Good morning, friends. I'm going to take up this morning the words of Jesus from yesterday's gospel given to us at Mass, and I'm going to touch on some of those similar parallel passages. If you didn't have a chance to tune into the program yesterday, I encourage you to go to our website at renewalministries.net. Programs are archived there. You can listen to them right there on your computer or download them and put them on whatever device you use to listen to them at your convenience. While you're there on the website, I encourage you to browse it. There's a lot of wonderful stuff on there. There's a lot of information about our recent gathering that we've had just over a month ago, our annual gathering, which is very powerful, very anointed opportunity for you to be able to get this, the DVDs and the CDs that we put together for that. But lots of good material to help you walk in Christ, to help you be a new creation as we're celebrating in this, the midst of the season between Easter, Jesus' passion, death, and resurrection, the celebration of Easter moving toward Pentecost. And it's such an important season for us. And there's so much buildup through Lent. And of course, we focus on the Triduum, those important days of the Last Supper, Good Friday, the celebration of the Easter Vigil, and Christ's victory over death and his resurrection. And then everybody goes on vacation for a few days, and we get back to school and life, and everything's busy. And we can miss where the church is leading us through this season, because as I mentioned yesterday, all of it's moving toward the celebration of the ascension, that is Jesus risen from the dead, but now he's ascending. He ascends to the right hand of the Father in heaven, where he takes with him what? Human flesh. Adam was meant to be with God forever in heaven, but because of sin and rebellion, Adam and Eve fell, and so has all their progeny, you and me. Jesus came to deal with that problem, and Jesus enters into the holy place, into the presence of the Father as one of us. He takes us, if you will, with him into heaven. And the plan of the Father is that not only his Son would be victorious and he would redeem, he would make new, he would make fallen human flesh that fell from glory into an entirely new creation in himself, but that then as he comes back, the leader of a new race of people, the Lord, as the apostles would call him time and again, the Lord, our Lord, he's the head, he's the king, he's our Savior. He's our master. He's our God. And now his purpose and plan given to him by the Father is not only to win the victory and for himself to come back victorious, but to receive from the Father the gift of the Holy Spirit, that Spirit that the third person of the Trinity, God's plan to save us is to make it possible for us to become indwelled by the Spirit. That's what it means to be Christian. Christianity is not just another set of rules or a sophisticated moral system or some kind of generic spirituality. No, to be Christian means to be brought from death to life because you're united to the victory of Jesus Christ who passed from death to life. And you become a Christian by virtue of having your sins washed away in baptism and then receiving the gift of the Holy Spirit who comes to indwell you, literally. Not just a figure of speech, it's a fact. And because it's a fact, and because it's real, and because Jesus has authority over our lives now, and as we yield ourselves to him and the work of the Spirit, he conforms us to who he is. He enables us to do the thing he commanded us to do, which I want to take up here in the Gospel of John today. John 14. So this is yesterday's reading. Here's Jesus' expectation. And we could not do this without the help of Jesus and the gift and the power of the Holy Spirit. So Jesus is speaking to his disciples. That's the original 12. But now put yourself in there. Everyone who's baptized and baptized into Christ becomes his disciple. Now, disciple means learner, means follower, someone who is seeking, as St. Paul said, I want to know Jesus Christ and the power of his resurrection. That's a disciple. Someone who from the core of their being is from the core of their heart is passionate, is hungry, is thirsty, is seeking after Christ. Paul said in Galatians, to me, life means Christ. It's no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. The life I now live, I live by faith in the Son of God. Do you see the clarity that Paul and the apostles had in mind about how that they're different people now because of what Jesus did in them and for them? So Paul said, I get it now. The whole meaning of human life is to be united to God in Jesus Christ. And Jesus literally shows us how we're supposed to live and what it means to be human. And so Paul said, look, I just want to learn Christ. I know where human life is going now. I want to be everything God's made me to be. And thanks be to God, it's to share in his glory. That's who I am. I'm a child of God, and that's my destiny. So here's Jesus' expectation now, what he says to the apostles. Jesus says this, whoever has my commandments and observes them is the one who loves me. See how Jesus measures love, how he understands love? It gets very easy for us to say, oh, Jesus, I love you, and then live the life we want to live. I mean, it's very sobering to see, for example, studies that are done today, polls that are done among, let's just talk about Catholics, polls that ask Catholics questions about what they believe and how they live. And you know, the truth is, the vast majority of baptized Catholics live in a lifestyle and they have a set of beliefs that basically are no different than people who don't even believe in God. We fornicate at the same rate. We commit adultery at the same rate. We abort our children at the same rate. We lie, we cheat, we steal, we're addicted. We're not changed human beings. Now, don't get me wrong. Let me tell you, Catholics who are saying yes to Christ, who are hungering and thirsting after him and have consciously become his disciples, they live a radically different way of life, totally different way of life, because they're day by day being conformed to the person of Jesus Christ. But that requires hunger and thirst and passion. And to, as Jesus said, seek first the kingdom of God and his way of holiness, and everything will be given to you. But Jesus is serious. He said, put first things first, and he must be first. So he said, whoever has my commandments and observes them is the one who loves me. You remember that scary passage where he said, many people are going to say, on the day they appear before the judgment seat of God, or when Christ comes again, they're going to say, Lord, Lord, Lord. And Jesus is going to say, I don't even know who you are. I don't know who you are. Why, Lord? Because you didn't keep my commandments. Bottom line is, you didn't love me. If you loved me, how do I know that you didn't love me? Because you didn't keep my commandments. You chose to love yourself first. You chose to put yourself first and to secure the pleasure and the life that you wanted for yourself. And you occasionally threw me a bone and gave me a nod. Jesus said, that's not love. I don't know you. He goes on. He says this, Jesus answered and said to him, whoever loves me will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our dwelling with him. Whoever does not love me does not keep my words. Yet the word you hear is not mine, but that of the Father who sent me. There's a lot there. Jesus communicated his word, but he's very clear. Where did the word come from that Jesus communicated? From the heart of the Father. What is Jesus concerned about? Loving the Father. What matters from Jesus' point of view? Love the Father. Jesus is telling you, and he's telling me, this is the point of life. This is what a meaningful, successful human life looks like. It's a life that puts first things first. And what comes first is the Father. We give to God what belongs to God. We do justice to God. We love God. That's what we're made for. And Jesus said, if you do that, if you take my word, how do I know? How does the Father know? Because he gives to his Son. His Son actually is the word of God, John tells us, right? God has spoken to us through his Son. He's spoken to us about the Father, God's love, truth about God the Father. Jesus came to dispel the lies that humanity continue. We just continue to drink in the lies that really find their origin in satanic power, in the devil himself. It's the devil who seduces the human race into indifference, into denying God, into pretending he doesn't exist, or, you know, giving us the kind of, tempting us to the sort of hubris that allows us to boast and say, we know everything and we know for sure there is no God. Total idiocy, foolishness. It's satanic temptation. And what the devil doesn't want, I mean, he doesn't care if we have all kinds of wonderful spiritual feelings. He doesn't care if we have amazing spiritual experiences of all kinds. What he doesn't want is he doesn't want you to hear the word of the Father that comes to us in the person of Jesus, who shows us the way to go home to the Father. He shows us how to love the Father by obeying his commandments. What the devil doesn't want, he doesn't want us to repent, to believe Jesus' words. He doesn't want us to believe in Jesus, and he doesn't want us to cooperate with the gift of the Holy Spirit that has come to us to make it possible for us to love what Jesus loves. The gift of the Holy Spirit is God's love. It's a new thing in us. It gives us a new heart. You see, the problem we have is that we don't love God first. Your heart on your own, the heart, the life you were born in the flesh, is going to put you first every time. We may not want to acknowledge it, but I know in my own life, this is absolutely true. I love myself more than I love God and anyone else. I'd like to think it's different, and I have my moments, but on my own strength, in my own resources, I will put myself first. Jesus knew that. He said, you have a sin-sick heart. Your heart is sick. It's disordered. And what does it mean that it's disordered? Well, first it means you don't know how to love. You don't know how to love in the way that God made you to love. And you're attached. You love things that hurt you. You believe that sin's going to bring you life. You're foolish. Your heart is foolish. So Jesus comes to teach us, not only to teach us through words, but give us the power to do what he's commanding us to do. Whoever loves me will keep my word. Great question to ask. Not do I have religious feelings. Those come and go. Sometimes they can be completely false. The bottom line is, am I keeping his word? Do I even know what his word is? Do I care about what his word is? He said, if you do that, my Father will love you. And we, Father, Son, will come to dwell with you and dwell in you. Think about that. That's what it means to be Christian. And that produces a radically different way of living. I want to talk about tomorrow. I hope you can join me again and ask your friends to do the same. Have a blessed day, friends.
This has been Fire on the Earth. It's heard here Monday through Friday at this time. Our host has been Peter Herbeck, Vice President of Missions at Renewal Ministries. You can contact Peter or listen again to this program on the web at renewalministries.net. Fire on the Earth is brought to you by Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you my new booklet, Light in the Darkness. We're living in difficult, unsettling, and even dark times. We're engaged in a spiritual battle that is intensifying. I wrote this short booklet to help you understand the nature of the battle we're facing and help you lay hold of God's abundant grace for you in these challenging times. If you'd like a free copy of my new booklet, call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789, or contact us on the web at renewalministries.net.